Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Former Washington Governor Jay Inslee is withdrawing from the Democratic presidential race. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more on yesterday's announcement.
Jay Inslee is the latest candidate to drop out of the crowded Democratic presidential primary race. He made the announcement on MSNBC's The Rachel Maddow Show.
It's become clear that I'm not going to be carrying the ball. I'm not going to be the president, so I'm withdrawing tonight from the race.
Inslee focused his presidential campaign almost exclusively on climate change. He said there was no greater issue that deserved the attention, but he was unable to gain much traction among the two dozen Democrats running. He lagged behind the other candidates in polling and in fundraising, and he did not qualify for the September debate stage. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
The gun violence prevention group March for Our Lives has unveiled a new gun control plan. The group was formed last year after a mass shooting at a Florida high school to galvanize young voters. More from NPR's Brackton Booker.
David Hogg helped create March for Our Lives after he survived the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School last year, where 17 people were killed. Hogg says the goal now is to put pressure on presidential candidates, including President Trump, to sign on to the group's new plan.
We need presidential candidates that lead with significantly more courage and realize only tweeting about this issue is not enough.
The March for Our Lives proposal calls for, among other things, establishing a federal buyback program for guns, the creation of a national gun registry, and annual fees for gun owners to hold a federal firearms license. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
Venezuela's embattled president says he's overseeing secret talks with the United States. But the Trump administration says it is only talking to Venezuelan officials who want to distance themselves from Nicolas Maduro's government. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The U.S. has been pushing for Maduro's ouster since an opposition figure declared himself Venezuela's legitimate leader in January. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the only items that the U.S. is discussing with those who are, quote, reaching out behind Maduro's back are the Venezuelan leader's departure and free and fair elections. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas puts it this way.
This revelation is, of course, yet another sign that people close to Maduro are worried about his failed leadership and, of course, know that his days are numbered.
She says Venezuela will be on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visits Canada. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says he's not seeking any specific agreement during his Panama visit. He's there to discuss drug trafficking and migrant smuggling. You're listening to NPR News. The Trump administration's latest effort to curb immigration could mean holding migrant families indefinitely while U.S. judges consider whether to grant them asylum. Civil rights groups are asking a federal court to block the change, which includes ending a 22-year-old legal settlement that limits how long migrant children can be detained. Homeland Security officials plan to publish the changes on Friday. President Trump has signed legislation to ensure that fewer permanently disabled veterans are saddled with federal student loan debt. The White House says that only about half the roughly 50,000 veterans who qualify for the program are receiving the benefit, citing an application process that's been too burdensome. A five-day-old wildfire that forced thousands of evacuations in the Canary Islands is now under control. The blazes burned around 30,000 acres, including a natural park with the Spanish island's oldest ponds. Lucia Benavides has details.
Around half of the 10,000 evacuated residents will now be allowed back home, after cooler temperatures and weaker winds helped firefighters make progress in containing Spain's biggest wildfire this year. More than 1,000 firefighters and 16 planes and helicopters are still working to put the fire out. It's the second major blaze in the last month on the island of Gran Canaria, a popular tourist destination off the coast of West Africa. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
On Asian stock market, shares are mixed lower in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.